We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a stormy day in Cork City.
They were still lovely. Because it's Cork. You know where I was last night? Have you ever been to the Corner House?
Yeah. Because everyone's been to every fucking pub in Cork. You're like saying, have you ever been to Centra?
Well, I've never been to the Corner House.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's not even lovely, it's perfect.
Shut up.
Cork's perfect.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam. Woo! Back together again.
PJ got the train down. Do you hate getting the train down or do you love it?
I get loads of work done on it, so I do love it.
Yeah.
But it is a bit of a rigmarole.
Is it?
As in like you have to pack your stuff, you have to come all the way down to Cork.
What, you have to pack a laptop?
And like your bag, like if you, because I was teaching and then I had to go from teaching thing. I got in last night at 12 o'clock at night and I have to go back this evening, do you know what I mean? But it's worth this to see your beautiful face IRL.
I do love being in person for
it. I do too, yeah.
And as well, it makes the editing process just that little bit easier. You know what I mean? Also, I just think trains are a small bit stunning.
No, trains are glamour, chukka chukka, right? It's giving like Thomas the Tank Engine, but like it's also giving like main character moment.
Yeah.
Like when I was on the train there yesterday, I was writing for a top secret project that me and Kevin are doing. And I just felt like a novelist.
That's the thing. And I'm like, you could be sitting in your seat looking out the window and I just think everyone on this train wants to know why I'm headed to another location on this train. Mm-hmm. They want to know what I'm about.
Everyone on the train are like supporting actors in my storyline, in my plot.
Yeah.
And then I turn on a nice tune on the headphones and I gaze out the window.
Yeah.
And I am the main bitch.
And it's just rolling fields in Ireland. That's the best thing.
That's the thing. No, like I wouldn't be getting the air coach. I'm sorry.
No.
No, I would if I was trying to save a bit of money. I did my years on the air coach. Like, I put in my time.
Yeah,
you know what
we
I mean?
Did the air coach.
I was bae from the air coach.
And you know what? People might be like, oh, to get the train in Ireland, like, oh, it's very expensive and stuff.
It is, yeah.
But having been over in England and looking up the cost of trains over there, if I wanted to go see one of my friends in Manchester or whatever, it's a lot cheaper over here, lads.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But then when I think of it sometimes, I'm like, there's been times when I travelled for 2.5 hours to get from one side of London to the other, I'm sure. And that didn't cost me that much money.
It's crazy. I think it's because they're all privately owned.
I think the train cost me like €65 or something return.
For?
To come down here.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous, like, isn't it?
Well, in England, and I'm not just trying to compare, and just because England is more expensive doesn't mean Ireland's right.
I know what you mean.
But it would be like £120.
Yeah, I know. I used to always have to go to Norwich in Norfolk from London, and that those tickets were like in the hundreds. Like,
it's
sometimes crazy. Yeah.
And forget about it if you were leaving to go till the night before.
Oh, no, you're fucked, you
know
what
I mean? Now, I don't know why. Maybe it's from my time when I was like a student over in England, and when I'd be like hopping on a train for free and stuff.
Yeah.
My friend Shona used to boot it into the bathroom every time she was getting the train to London. And
she just
stayed there for the duration of it.
No, I could have sorry, you know, and you leave and you're smelling like piss and shit when you get into London. Just pay the money. Like, I'm sorry now.
But when I was getting the train, I used to always like pay for a child's ticket, and then
in you the have off chance, in the off, Benjamin Button at all, like
in the off chance then that there was a ticket inspector going around, my stomach would slip out my ass, and now still
you just pop a dummy in,
even though I'm and now I play with a Game Boy
and you curl up into and try on a onesie, none the wiser,
and a bib for when I'm eating my food. But even still, even though I'd obviously be paying like the full fare for my ticket and stuff, even still when I see a ticket inspector, I still get the same panic.
Is that PTSD? No, it's because they be throwing their power around.
Yeah, they love it.
No, like
clickety clack.
Yeah, and they're like, give me your ticket, and I'm like, you give me your ticket, babe.
Yeah,
like,
you know
how
what
do
mean?
I know you're not just playing dress up on this cart?
Also, Aaron Rhode Aaron, if you're listening, Mr. Aaron Rhode, right? Where's the trolley cart?
Yeah, bring it back, right?
Bring us back the joy.
So they were used to, and even like, there used to be like a place where you go up and there's like a little bar.
Yeah.
It's all
like
shut.
That's glamour. That's giving Victorian.
And I'm sorry, no, lads. It's, what is it, November? COVID is over. Stop. It's not over. It's not over, right? But like, obviously it's still going. But like, you have to stop using it as an excuse. Like, you going, me going, why isn't there the shop on the train open? They go, because of COVID.
It's not, like, it's because you're lazy,
like,
bastards.
It's because you're a lazy bitch.
It's because they're lazy bastards and they couldn't be arsed making the effort to get in the stock and to get someone to work the cart.
And I'm like, come on now, Irish people. Like, it's like, you're going to take 7 years to undo the stuff you put in place when,
you know,
COVID
what I mean?
Restrictions were happening.
Did you hear about the Christmas lights in Cork?
No.
They had no official turning on of the lights because of crowds. And I'm going, what?
Fuck. Oh,
we're meeting up in our troves every weekend.
I'm so sorry, no, but like, no.
But there was this fella then, I think he was in Talk, or I think he was on Neil Prendeville, of course. Neil Prendeville. But he was on Neil Prendeville and he was like, Neil, I'm doing my own turning on of the lights. He was like, everyone's invited. Apparently he had a massive turnout.
Really?
Yeah, he basically, no, and he was raising money for Cork Penny Dinners as well, which is fab.
Yeah.
He was turning on the lights, I think, in his own house, you know, it's one of these houses, and they did a huge display.
Yeah.
And then people just got to make a donation.
Love it. No, if you're immunocompromised, like, obviously, I do think they need to, like, have, like, a section or, like, do something separate or do...
Yeah.
Like, but, like, for everyone who's not, like, they should be able to go or, like, have, like, I don't know. I feel like we're just not thinking about it the right way. It shouldn't be, like, all or nothing.
Completely.
Like, we did, like, I was judging the Dublin Fringe Festival there, right? And there was, like... a couple of people now who couldn't be in large groups and stuff because their immune system, and like we just dealt with it. We're like, we masked some things, didn't mask others, we made sure like there was like an area where they felt safe, there was an outdoor bit, and like you just take precautions. But this whole all or nothing thing, I'm like,
the all or nothing is ridiculous. It is a small bit, because it's like, well, when do we draw a line on it? Like, when do we stop and when does it ever go back?
Now, speaking of lights,
one
thing I will say about the Norries, they can put on a lighting show in
their
house.
I haven't seen many lights here.
Babe, get up to Knockinheeny now.
Really?
Every year, girls, every year, since I was a Bob Oak, you do a drive around Knockinheeny and they just be flinging the lights at the gaff.
Even this year with the energy crisis,
that's
are people
what
still
thinking.
Doing it?
I feel like everyone in Cork should give people up in Knocka a euro for their energy bill. Just because you go up there and it's a lovely little Christmas moment.
I think it's so nice. When I was younger, I used to go around with one of the lads in my park that I was friends with, and we used to go around to all the estates and just do a walk, and then we go home and we go through the Argus catalogue. Do you remember that? They don't even have catalogues anymore.
The Argus catalogue was fucking unreal, wasn't
it? It was... Now, your wrists would be babe from going through the weight of it.
Yeah, it's very heavy. And I'm like, how do they have so many products?
I remember I was on catalogue duty to go in and get it in town one day, right? Because I used to do dancing inside in town. And I was like, oh, Aaron, I'll bring us back a catalogue each, right?
Yeah.
Me going around in my back, I swear now, I was like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle there with the muscles that were built up in my back from having inside in the
carrying sack. The Argus catalogue home.
Huge weight.
Like, gave me the muscles in my legs.
But do Finn and Tess now, will they have catalogues that they'll go through?
I don't think they do. They have the Smiths catalogue, I think, but that's only a skinny little thing.
What does Tess want for Christmas?
I don't know. I don't know what they're into. It changed, like when they're young, yeah, what they are into changes every second day. I just can't be.
I was into everything. Like I was one of the lads doing the Beyblades, but I was also getting the karaoke machines, the magic sets. One year I was asking for a decorate your own birdhouse. Like I had no interest in birds. I just wanted the decorating.
One year, and this is chaotic. I think I was 12 or something. I asked for 6 second amps off the shopping channel.
What?
So wait, it was like a pole, the shape of a pogo stick, right?
Yeah.
And it had like,
oh, the one that you, yeah, the crunches.
And it was like flat on the bottom, and like you put on your thighs, and then you go click, 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 and you do crunches sitting down. But I used to watch it on the shopping channel so much, and they show these like really unrealistic transformations of, yeah, like people with like normal bellies just getting like ripped six packs out of nowhere. And then I was like, ma'am, I need 6 second abs. So then my uncle was visiting like the week before Christmas. You could only get it in England, and he got it for me. He ordered it. So he ordered me 6 second abs, brought it from Birmingham to Cork, right? And on Christmas morning, when my sister's playing with her stuff, my mum and daddy, my mum's getting the fry ready, right? I'm inside in the living room
breaking a sweat
with the DVD, 6 second ab DVD in the telly. I'm like 12 now or something, and I'm doing my 6 second ab workout thinking it would give me a six pack.
Now, I never got my hands on one.
Yeah.
But you best believe I used to stay up past midnight there in my teens to watch the fellas who were doing the demos. It was softcore porn, wasn't it?
It was softcore porn. And also, I think that's kind of what sold it to me a bit. I was like, I want to look like them.
Imagine my mum and dad coming into the room and me inside in the living room at midnight watching it, and me going, pretending to do a workout on the couch. Me, just doing a workout.
With the chokehold they had on my little insecure, like, adolescent body, right?
What was this one? Was that 6 seconds as well?
No, that was the step bar.
Yeah, but that was for your abs as well.
That was for the, yeah, so it's like a little, it's kind of like you're skating.
Yeah.
I had all the gadgets. I had that one. I also had, I forget what
did
it was.
Did you have the shake weight?
I didn't have the shake weight. That was after my time, of gimmicks. I had the bands, so like, it was that thing,
yeah,
steppy.
With them.
But then you do the bands as well.
Well, and
you
they were expensive as well, all those gadgets.
Yeah, and then I also, God forbid, I just went for a run. But I also had him.
God forbid you just stopped eating chicken nuggets.
Yeah, also God forbid I just learned to love myself. But whatever, anyway. So then, right.
Or that.
I also had this thing. It was for your. And this was when I was like, oh, I'm Vars, right? No, wait. I was only a teenager.
Your Vars era.
But I was in my Vars era because there was this thing. It was like a med. It was like a blow up. It's not a medicine ball. What's the blow up thing? Exercise ball.
Exercise ball, yeah.
Yeah, but it was cut in half, which you think, like, wouldn't do much, but according to the shopping channel, it revolutionised the way you're going to work out, right?
Wibbly wobbly wonder.
And they were doing all these kickbacks and stuff, and you could see, like, it was showing all the girls' asses, like, going from, like, flat to, like, at post-BBL, apparently, like, now that I have knowledge. But I got that as well, and I used to do that all the time.
Really?
Babe, the amount of home workouts I did in my early teens is hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, it's so funny.
I 1 year got, do you remember Scooter 2000?
No.
The small robot, but he was pure, yeah, class.
The silver one?
No.
Well, no, was he white?
He was white and...
Blue eyes?
Well, blue and red part of the
head. Don't remember what he looks like.
And yellow, and he also had a tray.
Yeah, I remember him. Now, my friend John Paul had him.
But I was obsessed, and I was like, I need the Scooter 2000, like, wanted this robot. Yeah. But sure, like, it goes at about 1.5 miles per hour, so by the time you even...
Get your cup of tea, it's cold.
Before it's even brought out yet. Also, it doesn't even make its way to you because in our Irish house, we have fucking tiles, we have carpet, we also have the lips on the doors, you know what,
yeah,
I mean? So it couldn't even go over that. So all I could do with this robot, because it wasn't powerful enough to even go on the road outside,
yeah,
I could just do it up and down the length of my hall, right? But it had like a voice scrambler, so like when you spoke into the walkie-talkie, that it would come out as like, it would be sound like a robot.
Yeah.
And I remember then I was like, had this brilliant idea that for Halloween then I was going to use the robot to answer the door. Right, so people would answer and I'd run out to the door then, right, open the door, I had a cape around the robot, right? When they used to say trick or treat, I used to be then talking to the kids through the...
Did they eat? Did they love it?
No, they hate it. It didn't really work.
It took too long to get
it
to
it took
them.
Too long.
They just walked to the
and next there was house. Too much of like, there was too much manoeuvring between opening the door and then having to slide the robot closer.
There's nothing worse, right? Because I experienced it with my nieces and nephews now, right?
Yeah.
When a young child really wants to do something like do that now with the robot, or like,
and you want to say cop
or on, like show you a trick, but it's taken ages for them to prep what they're going to do, and you just have to sit there and smile, and then they do it, and it's like a kind of shitty cartwheel, and you're like, oh fab, because you don't want to discourage them.
I slive for Tess's gymnastic routines. There now, get her into the Olympics. She's like one of those kids straight out of Eastern Europe.
Her back is really flexible, right? But she goes to me all the time like, PJ, look at this. I'm like, what are you going to do? She goes, Nathsex. She doesn't say gymnastics. She goes, Nathsex. And then she's a bit of a speech impediment vibe. And then, so then she just flings herself on the floor.
Now, tell me it's not exceptional. Tell me you wouldn't pay money to see her.
Well, I'd pay money to see it.
I'd pay money to see a full show of it.
Because what happens is, she flings herself, right? And you know she's just going to smack off the floor. But there's a moment,
where it could be brilliant.
A millisecond where she kind of like
serves.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, they call it ballon in ballet, where you kind of get a bit of air time. And then she just smacks off the floor. It's like she goes in slow motion. But then sometimes, right, Finn low-key like comes out of nowhere then and goes, look at this, and kind of does like the best cartwheel I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And I goes, get him out of hurling and get him on the fucking monkey bars.
I was always jealous of the lads in school who could just do a cartwheel, because you know, you'd be playing football or whatever in school and you'd be in PE and then they'd score a goal, and I'm like, how are you good at football and you're doing the cartwheels? I was like, leave some for the fags.
I never forget, right, because obviously we felt different growing up, right?
Yeah.
So I always felt like weird playing soccer. I know you didn't, but like they'd be all playing soccer, and I remember one day the lads, I don't know, got the popular child, obviously kind of got notions and was like, let's do handstands, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my god, my time to shine, because I just presumed, because I was like kind of gay in my head,
yeah,
that I'd be able to do a handstand because all the girls could, right?
It's not a presumption, it's actually fact.
Yeah, it's fact. Like, we're like, our biology should allow us because of the gayness, right? So then we're all doing handstands, and obviously like Cullum, who's like the most popular kid, could do them, like, so yeah. That's probably why he suggested doing it. And then so everyone's doing it, they're like, PJ, go on, try, goes up in 10 cent. When I say
buckled,
my arms buckled underneath me, I smacked my face on the floor, I was eating the fucking soil. It was the most humbling experience of my life, and then I was like, maybe I'm not gay.
But you know what, whatever about our hands that knew and stuff that our bodies just naturally don't do, because we don't go around the gaff walking on our hands.
Yeah.
Yes. 2023, catch me upside down, right?
That would be reversed evolution.
That's the thing, it's reversed evolution.
Go on anyway.
Should we do an ep on reversed evolution?
Yeah.
But whatever about that, right? What I can't get over, you know when you see the gymnasts who can run and do all this tumbling stuff and all these flips and turn their bodies, like, if you were to ask me to even, like, do something in quick succession, like, with a pencil.
Yeah.
I find it difficult, and I find the coordination of it difficult.
So Kevin won't be doing any double pirouettes in the pentel this year.
Well, how do they do the flips and stuff? I don't know.
I don't get it, but it must
fearless.
Be, surely the way that body is made, right?
Yeah, and they're all fearless, I'd say.
They're all fearless.
I'd say they're all a small bit fearless.
Shout out to Simone Biles.
Shout out to our girl, Simone.
Speaking of Christmas, just going back to Christmas, right? I'm very excited.
Yeah, why?
Because me and Jose got our first set of Christmas decorations, and I felt like that's a rite of passage, is it? Now,
is this fun?
No.
Oh, good. I didn't know where we were going with there, but that I was like, we should have planned this.
No, but like, basically, do you know what I mean? Like, when you're in your 20s, like, we decorated a bit in...
Small a bit, but we were London. Getting them from, what's that,
like,
gaff?
Like, Deals, or like, what's the gaff near?
What's that?
Wilko's.
Wilko's.
Yeah, and like, they were pure kind of tatty bits, right?
I still liked them. No, we got a nice tree, but no, the bits were tatty. Yeah.
And like, obviously we have cats this year, so, and it's our first Christmas in the house and living together, all that. So it's a first like proper Christmas together.
Someone said you weren't going to be able to put up a tree, remember? But can you?
Yeah, so we don't really know. Like, we've done a bit of research, and if you get like, it's boring, but if you get like a real tree, the cats can like eat them. But like, they say it's the same about dogs.
So it's a chance you're willing to take.
No, but basically we're getting a small tree, but we're putting it in a place where they can't reach it. But we're doing like, we did what? Do you know we have the shelves?
They'd be booting around the kitchen table and
everything. No, we have the shelves next to the mirror. We're doing it on the top shelf. It's only a tiny tree. It's like that size.
A plant. Yeah. It's a bit unfair calling it a tree.
Yeah, but it's one of those ones, you know, like, we'll get one that, like, is small and then you can go planting afterwards, so there's, like, it's giving environment.
Yes.
It's giving turning CO2 into oxygen.
It's giving reforestation.
It's giving reforestation, so you're welcome, everybody. You know what I mean? When you're out here getting your cutting down trees, I'm... like, saving the planet for
now,
you.
Now, where are you going to plant it?
What?
Where are you going to plant it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that yet. Somewhere, like. Do you know what I mean? Phoenix Park?
That's going to be still out your back garden when I come to visit you in March Phoenix of next
Park,
year.
No Phoenix Park, babe. Me
you
and
can't
the
just, you can't just plant it in Phoenix Park.
I'll get on to Michael D. Higgins and I believe I will be able to, right? Michael, if you're listening, I'll be over to plant
you
the tree.
You could take it home. No, I'll be a bit
I'll be over on Stephen's Day, Michael. Basically, we went in Christmas shop and went to Blanchardstown, and obviously Blanchardstown is kind of my love-hate relationship because it has everything you ever want there.
I love Blanchardstown Shopping Centre.
But it's kind of like, kind of hellhole as well.
It's a bit warm in there, isn't it?
As, like, I love it because anything you could ever dream of, but it's a bit far out for me because I don't drive.
I love the bagel factory in there.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
They need a few more bagel factories in England.
It's like if they like... It's like Man Point on steroids if you're from Cork.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that vibe, so...
But isn't... Am I right in saying it's very warm in there?
Yeah, but you're very warm anywhere.
I'm very warm. I'm already
warm,
warm
here
now. Yeah, I'm warm here now.
But basically...
Your mum said she had the heating on and nearly slay tackled her. The tornado off new life.
My mum's addicted to the heating. We,
But all Irish parents... Yeah. My mum comes in and it's just you know what it is? It's muscle memory.
Yeah.
Irish mums have muscle memory of turning on the heating.
Yeah,
so it's getting a bit chicken fillet, so...
We're moving on. But basically, when we first moved into the Gaff last January, we got like a voucher.
God, you're only there 12 months, Don.
It's mad. It flew, didn't it? Jesus. It's blabbing us soon.
No. What a year. We'll get on to that now for the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus, we can't go through your year. I'd be bawling.
No, you know what? I think for the end of the year, I'm just going to have my therapist on and she can actually...
Okay, great.
She can just talk about my progress.
Okay, stunning. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So basically, in January, we got a voucher for HomeSense. And I just forgot about it, right? Went in there. Gorgeous bits. Got these stunning ornaments. And you know what we did? And I think, right, I love them. But are people going to think, like, what the fuck is he up to? We hung them on the ceiling.
No, that's pure ye.
Pure glam.
You're going to do a photo shoot in it with a Santa hat over your dick. And Hose is going to be taking pickies and you're going to be...
artsy ones, though.
You're going to be licking candy canes.
Artsy.
But make it artsy.
Artsy. So we've done, like, it's like fairy lights going around the room and then there's
love
them.
That.
We're going to do a few tinsel around the mirrors. Because you have to. But, like, classy. Classy with a hint of tack, right? That's
no,
the
yeah. Tinsel's tack, but it's... Tack glamour.
Yeah, tack glamour. Yeah.
It's glack.
Trademark.
It's the name of the app.
And then we just have a few bits to add and then we're done, but you're going to have to come see it. What I'm going to do, I'll do a mulled wine night and invite the neighbours round.
The neighbours or friends?
No, and the friend and friends, but like I want to get to know my neighbours more.
Yeah, I think that's a great shout. I would advise anyone to try and get to know their neighbours more.
Anyway, we should get on to the theme.
Yeah, we're talking about Christmas there. There's no need for it.
Yeah. Okay, so the theme for this week is... Mortifying Moments.
Alexa, play Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani.
It was so hard to find a song to relate to this.
Oh my God. We were thinking Escape, because like when you're embarrassed, you want to escape.
Blair her now. No, I do love this tune.
Walking in half time with this.
Come.
What, like this? And then you're going.
Very robot, yeah. Very robot.
Shades.
Five.
And a
six,
silver bob.
No. Up, down. Click. Woohoo! Woohoo! Akon is reaching for that nose.
Akon in the studio.
Woohoo! If I could escape. I feel like, does she need a strip cell?
I think she's just going.
Like I'm on the fall on the floor, the butcher just the refrigerator. That's the reason I've been acting so cold. Escape. Oh, world. Girl. Alexa,
stop.
Would you shut the refrigerator door? Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold.
Refrigerator or refrigerator?
Refrigerator. That one.
Would it be?
Your one.
What is it? So shut the refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason. Oh my God.
I've been acting so cold. Where's the Grammy?
She spat the lyrics out. She spat them in the sound booth.
I don't even care. She's appropriating Harajuku culture. No, I'm joking. I do. We're talking about embarrassing stories, being mortified. Like, let's start with it. Do you get embarrassed easily?
I actually don't. Right? And I think it's one of the things that you get good at growing up as, like, a queer kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, you know, on, like, non-uniform days now and stuff, I'd be doing my own thing. Sure, no, all the lads coming in their old sport tracksuit pants and their Cork hurling top.
Really, did you?
No, I didn't do that. That's what I'm saying. I was doing my own bits.
Yeah, but I would have never done my own bits. I would have never wearing a tracksuit.
I wasn't coming in a mesh crop top, obviously, you know what I mean?
With a fan. Okay.
But I was doing my other bits. And like the thing is, if I liked a pair of high top trainers, you know what I mean? I was getting them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Where I wasn't just getting the same shoes as all the rest of the lads.
No, you're talking like you were a young fashionista.
No, it wasn't even that. And if we're to look back. Now, in my very early days, I was. My mum used to always have me in Benetton. All the shots of me as a kid could be used as poster campaigns for Benetton.
Yeah, but all, like, every, was it the 80s? No, it wasn't, it was the 90s, because we were born in the 90s. So, like, the early 90s, the early 90s had the best clothes. Like, all my old clothes, like, look up there, see that little stripy t-shirt? I'd wear that now. See Dean's little, my nephew has on this gorgeous, what's it called, a waistcoat, stunning. Now,
tell your mum to take the picture frames down from the conservatory. They're all faded by the
They're
sun.
All faded.
All the memories are gone.
All the memories aren't there. So I told this on our tour before, but basically my mum cut up all my childhood pictures and made a collage out of them.
But now, love it.
But she didn't even make copies.
But there's no copies. That's the only thing. Now, so I was never like embarrassed to do my own thing in that sense.
Yeah.
And then also I remember I did a summer course, right? It was like a musical theatre summer course. And we had an acting teacher and she went, if you want to be an actor, you can't get embarrassed. And what we had to do was we all had to go up and do something embarrassing and make everyone in the room laugh.
Okay, and you talked to like, a puppet.
And I went, I rubbed my fingers together like that and I went, where's the stage, Dolly?
Yeah, I kind of wasn't that, I don't get embarrassed that easy either. Like, with the like, traditional stuff that's meant to embarrass you. Like, getting up in front of people, like, I don't know, it just doesn't embarrass me. Like,
and now if something embarrassing happens, I go, oh, content for the pod.
Yeah, I go, oh my God, unreal story. Like, if I fell flat on my face, like, I would be like, oh my God, I'm really sorry for the pod.
You know what I mean? Now, so, just before I came back, right, I was on my bike. I was cycling to Clarnico, my favourite coffee
club. Where else would you be going?
Where else would I be going to do my worky bits? They hate me inside there, I'd say. I'd be buying one coffee and I'd be there for 4 hours. They're like, close your laptop, you're not even working, you freak. Anyway, cycling along, and I see a girly, right?
Yeah.
I'm Grandmam tote bag.
Gorgeous.
In London.
We love to see the fans in public.
We love to see them sporting the merch out and about, right?
Yeah.
And as well, I was like, for me being over there, I was like, look at this. I'm just cycling around my bike. I don't know who this person is.
And in London as well.
And
it's
in London
like
as well.
Glamour.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm kind of like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? She's made my day now. I'm going to go over and make hers. Right?
Shut up.
So I'm cycling past and I went, hey, girly. Right? Roaring now, right? Me random around a bike. Me, hey, girly. She looks around anyway, panics, right? She kind of had headphones in. She took them out and I was like, girly. I was like, girly, it's me. I goes, and then I was like, she didn't know, and I was like, oh my gosh, she doesn't recognise me because I had my helmet on because I was cycling, and I went in over anyway. And I was like, girly, so I go right up. I goes, girly, loving the tote. And she went, what? I goes, loving the back, girly. I goes, I'm grandmam. And she went, oh, she goes, oh, this is my housemates. I just took it to I just took it to the shopping. Right, me. So obviously, like, I suppose that I was a small bit mortified. Now, I was also squealing. Meet your housemate, it's great, taste in podcast.
What did she say? Was she just like, all right.
She was, no, as well, I suppose, for her just going about.
Being
in
attacked
Stratford,
by a man in the street. By a
man on the street, a very masculine man with a beard.
Okay. Pinch of salt, but go on.
But I'd say she was probably traumatised, because I'd say she thought I was going to, like,
attack
her.
Well, you know, when if you were like, girly!
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I was giving
no,
a girly
with
a limp wrist.
No, but that's so funny. That or, like, it happens to me a lot where, like, if someone's, like, waving or smiling at me, I'm like, oh, hiya! Like, and I expect them to be like, oh my God, I love the podcast. And they're like, oh, I'm looking at my friends behind you. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So we get humbled a lot, girls. Don't worry, we're never going to get too big for our boots.
There was another time that something similar happened to me. What happened?
So basically, I know the story, but you're in Douglas Court and remember your man goes, where's the other fella? did we tell that before in the
Oh my God, we didn't. I'd say we're on a break.
That was so funny.
I was down in Douglas Village Shopping Centre, right?
Yeah.
I was outside the Tesco's and I was waiting for my mum as per usual because apparently I'm an infant, right? So I sat down while she was doing her shopping bits and there's mirrors, right, across the way from me. Anyway, this fella comes over and he goes, how's the other fella getting on? And I was like, oh, I goes, oh, PJ, I goes, he's actually up in Dublin now, he's after moving up to Dublin. I said, to be with his boyfriend, and your man just goes, what? And I goes, are you not about PJ? And he goes, no, I'm into the other one of you there in the mirror. He goes, what are you talking about? Well, I was puce. Oh my God.
Also as
I forgot that happened.
Also as well, we're bringing back puce, basically. So when you're embarrassed now or you're mortified, in Cork you say you're puce.
Oh, is that a Cork thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
it must be, right?
I thought it was a universal thing.
Because puce, is puce a colour? Is that why we say puce?
Is it?
Because like basically your puce is in your bright red, like you're mortified. That's what I thought it meant.
Puce. I just thought P-E-U-C-E.
P-E-U.
Puce colour. Yeah. No, it's just P-U-C-E.
Yeah, puce.
Oh my God. So puce is surfing, yeah, pussy.
I'm painting my room puce.
Pussy puce.
Pussy puce. It's giving kind of pussy puce.
Pussy puce is the name of the app.
Pussy puce is the name of the app.
What colour is that there?
Ocre?
Ocre.
Ocre, no, that's Ocre a vegetable.
Ocre fries.
I do love an ocre fry. But basically, if you're puce, you're like bright red. So the next time you're embarrassed and you want to turn to your friend, just go, girl, I'm
girls,
puce.
I'm puce.
I'm puce, girls.
I'm puce, girls.
We're bringing back puce. So like, big things don't embarrass me like that, like getting in front of people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The tiny things embarrass me, like.
Tiny.
Like, when I first moved to Dublin, I didn't know you had to like wave down the bus. And I don't talk about that before.
Yeah.
But like, is there nothing more embarrassing
than
now what's happened to me is I wave down the bus and I make it really like explicit, because sometimes the bus drivers just drive past you for the laugh.
Yeah, they're looking for an excuse to drive past you.
And there was one time I was talking to a few of the girlies, being like, love the pod. And I was like, oh, I have to get this bus. And they were like, yeah, no bother. So I turns and I waves it down. I'm waving out like a raving lunatic, right? And the bus just drives past me. And they kind of were embarrassed for
yeah.
me. They were like, oh, did you miss it? And I was like, yeah. So I was mortified then. So I just goes, yeah. And then I just goes, I just panicked then. And he goes, I'm just going to walk. And then I just walked. And then I just walked away. And it was ages away from my gas. So I just ended up getting a taxi. Because I just walked away until they were out of sight. And I ordered a taxi. That's how embarrassed I was.
Oh my God.
So it's those small things. Or do you know what else happens when you do the dance with someone? And the dance is when you're walking and someone's walking towards you, and then you both kind of collide head on, and then you both they go to the left, you go to the right,
yeah.
They go to the right, you go to the left, and then you do this kind of shuffle dance, and then you have to do the whole, oh, sorry about that. And yeah, it's hot if it's like a nice romantic moment, but if you're just trying to get past Grania down the road, you're kind of mortified.
Is it kind of lovely?
No.
Is it kind of stunning?
I'm like, get out of my way of places to be.
Do you know what? If that ever happens,
hug them.
Just pause and just look into their eyes and just say, I see you. And I notice you.
Just take them by the palms and go, namaste, bitch.
You're welcome.
Namaste, you're gonna bitch. Leave. And then give them two kisses and then leave.
Now, also, maybe it's the, like, queer kid in me who was always a bit intimidated by like older men or pure like
no, I'm real
Irish
men.
It's very warm
home,
again
yeah.
in here. It's well, very warm
we're
again.
In, we're in a room made of windows, like, and it is a conservatory. For people who are saying it isn't a conservatory, you are never in my house.
I think it is the more I look at it.
Someone goes to me the other day, oh my God, Peter, I'm skitting at you and the podcast being confused about what a conservatory is. I know a conservatory is a thing, when the wall's a window, it's not that confusing.
Anyway, so you know the way growing up, maybe you might be a small bit intimidated around like older men in Ireland.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
I mean?
Terrifying.
And it's a bit of confronting, and they have a very strong
and
grip.
They squeeze the fuck out of your hand. Sorry, now, look at my fingers.
The only reason my wrist is limp is because of the straight men squeezing it when I was younger.
Yeah, and the more you squeeze my wrist, it's not going to make me straight. So can we just do a kiss on the knuckles? Enchanté.
Oh, just say enchanté.
Yeah, when you meet Paddy in the pub.
But being surrounded by men, right, so sometimes I do find it a small bit confronting again, especially if it's like new people, right? But I remember, like, when I was coming back to Ireland, right? So basically, we were doing a sex talk in UCC. I think it was maybe the first year we started the podcast,
right?
And our friend Craig, right, we basically needed a massive dildo for the talk, right?
No, you had one, but... That they gave you. Craig gave you the dildo.
Yeah, for the talk.
Yeah, no, for personal use.
Anyway, we got a massive dildo from Craig, right?
Yeah.
Now, hilariously.
You did.
I got a massive dildo from Craig, right? But it was one with the, you know, the suction cups.
Yeah.
Now, I thought I was hilarious and I stuck it to my forehead and I burst all my capillaries. So I was going around with a big red circle on my forehead
for 2 weeks.
It basically
gave Kevin a hickey.
And then I threw it up, memorized in my bedroom, and I threw it up and I fucked it onto the ceiling and it stuck, and when I pulled it down, it pulled down all the plaster.
Yeah, I don't know what he was up to, girls.
Girls, if you haven't tried it on the ceiling, come here, all I'll say is Lionel Richie was right. It's much better up there, girls. Right? But anyway, so I was taken aback because we were doing this sex talk in UCC, right? Talking about everything, like sexual health, like consent, all the rest of it. Anyway, so we were going to do like, was it a condom application tutorial?
Yeah, and I think I did a yoga.
You did like a yoga thing.
Because we talk about relaxing when you're taking the dick. And then we do like a yoga thing with the dildo and I dance.
We need to bring that back.
What?
We need to get it into the secondary schools in the SPHE classes. We did the douching tutorial.
Yeah.
Honestly, we
need. No.
We were doing the Lord's work. Anyway, but was bringing it right to Ireland, right? And obviously I'm having to go through security, right? And I'm only bringing my backpack because we're only going home for the day, right? And I'd know why you were flying separate to me.
I must have been visiting holes or something.
Something, right? Anyway, so going through security and I'm like, my thing will hardly go off, right? And I was like, no, surely people will be travelling with dildos the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I've never travelled with a dildo before, but I was like, presumably. Anyway, so I'm going through the next thing. And it was one of those times where it was pure busy, right?
Yeah.
So a load of people were waiting for their bags. Anyway, who owns this? And I'm going,
oh,
you're joking me. As soon as I saw it being raised and going into the separate aisle, I was going, no. Anyway, so he's going, is this yours? And he's like, I'm just going to have to give it a check then out. And I was like, will I wait till he pulls it out?
Yeah.
Or will I? And I just goes, look. I goes, before now you go venturing in there. I said, there's a massive dildo inside that. And I was like, look, I just need to make light of it. And he was like, what? Anyway, so the fella beside me then, like, giving me this glance.
The eyes.
And I know.
How big is it?
How big? Just how big? What flight are you on? FR901? Anyway, so your man opens the bag. He goes, don't worry. He goes, it's not that I'm looking. He said, I think there's something sharp. Anyway, next thing he goes, it's huge. No, he was like, Jesus, it's huge. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm doing a sex talk in Ireland. He was like, yeah, right.
I'm dead.
Now, I was puce then as well.
But also as well, they won't let me bring on a blunt butter knife onto a plane. You could do way more damage with a suction cup 12-inch dildo.
Oh, I could have done damage.
Yeah.
Damage is right. Let me tell
you. You still have it, don't you? For the lonely nights.
I don't know where it is.
It's in your bag, babe. At all times.
I don't know where it is.
In case of emergencies.
Hilarious. Speaking of dildo, that's another time I was embarrassed. Again, to do with dildos again. We should, lads, let's scrap the embarrassment to do with sex toys and...
Oh,
and
yeah, sex. Obviously.
But we're anyway,
sex here on the pod.
This was before I'd moved away, but... Lorna had gotten me a present of a dildo before I moved to London, right? Anyway, I went to see her on one of the last days before I was moving over. Came home, my mum was helping me pack.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like, I'll put these bits in this bag, but it was the bag that I put the dildo in that I got as a present from Lorna.
Yeah.
Anyway, my mum, oh my God! She's like, what's this? I was like, oh my God. And that was the time, like, I was 21, so I was like, it's, and I was only out about a wet week, yeah. And I was like, it's the dildo. She was like, I know it's a dildo. She's like, what are you doing with it? And I was like, it's Lorna's. And she was like, what are you doing with Lorna's dildo? And I was like, oh, I was so, no, that's one of the times I was so mad. She was like, I'll kill that Lorna.
I'm dead.
I was mortified.
But also, like, God forbid you just have one. Like, it doesn't mean,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's, yeah, so hello, funny. It's a dildo.
Also, this is a thing that comes up a lot, right?
Yeah.
And people get really embarrassed by dining alone in restaurants and cafes, right?
Who does?
That, like, that's a thing. Like, people get embarrassed for, like, if they have to eat in a restaurant by themselves, or, like, they have to, like, go for coffee, or even, like, I was talking to an old barber I used to go to, and he was saying he can't, like, walk into a bar unless he knows, like, the place he's going to meet his friends, or, like, he gets someone to come out and meet him to walk in, because he gets too much social anxiety. And I'm like, I've never experienced that, and I think it has something to do with, like, moving away when you're younger. Tara Mayer was talking about on her vlog there, being like, loads of people were saying that, like, they can't eat in restaurants by themselves. But, like, I've never struggled to eat in a restaurant by myself. I kind of love it. It's like taking yourself out on a little date.
I do it a lot. Now, not anywhere fancy. It's been Nando's a lot of the time, or, you know, something like that. But I would do it because I love doing it.
I love doing it. And, like, I don't even...
And if the budget allows.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't even need a book or anything. I can just sit there with myself. You know what I mean?
Oh, without a doubt. One of my favourite things to do... Well, I think a lot of people would go for coffee with themselves, right?
Surely.
So that's it. I don't like really going for coffee. I prefer going for coffee with myself, but that's because I'm a narcissist. And I love my own company.
And I just want to feel like the main character. Now, people with crippling social anxiety are listening to this going, isn't it nice? Wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely to do something by myself or be able to go into a public space? Yeah, I suppose I've never really experienced it either, so it is hard for me to empathise. You know what I mean? I can't really think of it. Now, if there's anyone looking for tips, I don't know what I'm on about. But you know what I mean? Like, I would just say, I get it to an extent, because I suppose if you grew up in the one place and you kind of know everyone and you're going to the restaurants, because in these small towns, I know
they'd be like, Sarah, what are you doing eating by yourself?
You know what I mean? If anyone came in, or like, you know, someone could go home and be like, geez, I was working today in Sighton Cockbull and didn't Jamie or Ritten come in then by himself?
And Christ,
it must be all off, or I say he's depressed off his game. And also, I just don't think there's any embarrassment in it.
And as well, when I see someone eating by themselves in a restaurant, I go, main character bitch. I go, loving.
Yeah.
Sliving for you.
Completely, because I think I told the story about there was an old woman eating in the restaurant that I used to work in before.
Yeah.
And someone came up and she was with her friend and she was like, I'd love to pay for that woman's bill. She just said, I just think she's, you know, she's so lovely and so nice that she's going out by herself. She said she just reminds me of my own grandmother. So she said, I'd like to cover her bill. Anyway, your one came up, then it was time to pay. It was a very well-to-do lady. Like, this is a nice restaurant on Bond Street. And I went, don't worry. I said, someone's already looked after your bill. And she went, she was puce.
She was fuming.
She went, what? She said, she must have thought I looked like a loser. And I was like, no. I said, I think you're reminded of her own grandmother. And she went, don't tell me that. But a lot of the time when people are going out eating by themselves, or, you know, having the coffee by themselves. Now, obviously, loneliness is a thing too, and maybe there are some people who are
lonely.
And, you know, only have themselves for company. In which case, I would say, if you are a person having a coffee in a cafe or whatever, and you see someone, don't be afraid to strike up conversation.
But do, because, like, sorry,
it's also my worst nightmare.
Like, imagine if I'm out taking myself out for a gorgeous latte and then get my little sweet treat, and then someone comes up and is like, hi, how are you? And starts talking to me. It would ruin my day.
It would ruin my day, actually. Yeah, I can only speak for myself. It'd be enough for me to go up and ask for the coffee to be put into a takeaway cup.
Takeaway cup, goodbye.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, sorry, I'm going to read my book on the bench.
Yeah, it's obviously raining. Grand if you listen to the pod and you come up and be like,
oh, well, that's fine.
Be like, hi. Yeah. But if you're just coming up to talk to me because you're lonely, just get friends. Just go find some friends, doll. I'm joking.
Just fucking friends. Right, should we move on to submissions?
Oh yeah, so we asked for your most mortifying moments in submissions, and we're going to read out a few now, but we might do a part two with this ep because there's tons here.
There's tons, and also I've read maybe three of these in
and
advance,
they're all hilarious,
and I was screaming at all of them, and I always find these submission episodes tough because I don't know whether to read in advance so that we're a bit prepared and we can find out the best ones. But then I've decided I like the reaction to be organic.
I like the reaction to be organic as well.
You know what I mean? I just love
produce. Also, I find it quite like cathartic.
It's a bit cathartic.
Because it's also like we're all in it together, everyone gets mortified, so then no one should get mortified.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
That's probably like a really like nice English word to describe that.
But Irish people just in general were like, we're always mortified.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, a lot of the time I'm mortified for other people. I'd be like, I'm mortified for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people could do with a bit more mortification.
Some people could be mortified, like the Irish government.
Yeah.
Would you not be a bit mortified?
Would
you
not be a small bit mortified?
And the cost of living and the housing crisis, and you're just, like, you're flailing around the gaff, and we all know you don't have a clue what you're doing.
Also, David Beckham at the moment. David Beckham, are you not mortified?
Are you not absolutely mortified to be in Qatar? Like, yuck.
But to be doing a multi-million pound deal with him. Also, you'd say something, right? If it was someone who really needed the money. David, do you need the money?
And you'd say something as well if it wasn't someone who like built a lot of his career outside of soccer.
Off the gaze.
And now you're going to a gaff where it's literally legal to be who you are.
He was the first straight man to have
An attitude cover. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in fairness now to Joe Lycett, I do think when Joe Lycett was doing the thing with shredding the money, I presume everyone's kind of privy to it, but he was basically calling for David Beckham to end his campaign with the World Cup, with FIFA or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
To show his support for the LGBT community, obviously, because over in
Qatar,
it's homosexual activity is criminalized, isn't
yeah.
it? But ended up, he was saying that he was gonna offer £10,000 to charity
yeah.
if David Beckham didn't end it. He was gonna shred the money.
Yeah.
Now, subsequently, it turned out that although he said he had shredded the money, that it was actually fake or whatever, and they were actually still donated to charities. So I do think it was a good. It got a lot of people talking about it.
It got loads of people talking about it. So it was clever. We love Joe Lyson on this.
A lot of people were saying, "Oh, it's so stupid, like shredding that money in the cost of living crisis." No, because if he wanted to do a campaign around it.
Yeah.
It probably would have cost that money in that much money anyway.
Exactly.
Whereas the fact that he was talking about shredding money, it created way more of a stir.
And he got on all the news sites.
It was on all the news sites.
And also, when you're saying it's stupid to do that, it's also stupid to host a fucking yeah. World Cup in a place where not everyone is accepted.
Exactly.
Anyway. Right. Anyway, after that, we got a bit political there.
A bit political.
Put it towards the
bottom. David Beckham, you should be fucking yeah. mortified.
David Beckham.
And what's the...
David Beckham, I had a gay awakening to you. You fucking
How dare
shit.
You? After all the trust...
After all the boners we got over you, David Beckham, how fucking dare you go betray us like that?
After all the barbers that I showed pictures of you off.
Your head and go make me look like him and they go, sorry, doll, a haircut's not going to do that. How fucking dare you betray us?
How dare
us?
You? Me showing a picture of David Beckham with the long hair. Me, I want this.
Then, do you have a wig? Also, you're dating a Spice Girl.
Yeah, you're dating a Spice Girl.
Victoria Beckham, you're not welcome in the gay club
anymore.
Did you see
the one of the sons? I don't know which one's the oldest.
The one who tries to be a photographer.
No, the one who's trying to be like what's that called when they make cocktails?
A mixologist.
Mixologist.
And he is was it the like, same one who wants to be the chef?
Same one who wants to be the chef. And
that's
he's
the
like,
same one who wants to be the photographer.
Who is it?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah,
so
he was like,
so I'm pretty crazy with my flavours and I like to do things like outside the box. Fuck and then he made a gin and tonic.
I was just about to say, but you see, he released a photography book. And
just give me money.
And it's a silhouette of an elephant because he couldn't get the lighting right in the camera. And he goes, beautiful creatures, really hard to photograph, was the caption in his photography book. I'm like, fuck off, you nepotism baby.
But who's buying Brooklyn Beckham
no one.
Photography book?
Nobody, but everyone's hearing about it because everyone's laughing at him. Because as well, he went to photography school and then he was like, I'm going to be a photographer. And he goes, nah. And then dropped out and then he wanted to be a chef. And now he wants to be a mixologist, apparently.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Egypt.
Anyway.
Beckham's, you should know better. Right, anyway, let's move on to the submissions.
Yes, okay, first one.
Right, for context, I'm a primary school teacher. I went to get a haircut. Hair had been washed, and halfway through cutting my hair, they discovered I had lice.
Oh,
I'd never been so embarrassed in my entire life. I swear I had no idea. Also, I get so itchy thinking about lice.
Literally.
They weren't allowed to even cut my hair, and I had to walk home with dripping wet hair.
Well, I hope they were nice to you now and they weren't like, get out of here, you dirty bitch.
But why couldn't they dry your hair?
Because the lice will get all... The lice gets everywhere, babe. It's like... Like, having lice in a hairdresser is like setting off a stink bomb in a potpourri store.
Really?
I don't know where that analogy came from. But you know what I mean? It'll just ruin the vibes.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
And it's also reminding me of another time I was embarrassed. I was in the hairdressers and I was like...
Hairdressers are just... They are embarrassing.
They're embarrassing, right? But I was... And there was this girl I used to get my hair cut in Blades. You know, Blades was the thing in Cork.
Yeah. Sure, don't I know it? Did they give me a hamper or not?
Yeah, I know. But basically, I was getting my hair cut and I used to go to this one all the time. Her name was Susie and everyone was like mad for her because all the lads fancied her, but also she was good at hair and that's why I loved her.
Yeah.
And... So she's cut my hair anyway and I was like rubbing the cloth they put over you and I was like, Jesus, they're all a bit dusty, aren't they? And then she was like, she came like really close to me, she was really lovely and she goes, no, I think you just have a bit of dandruff. and all the dust that was on my cloak was coming off my fucking head.
Now why would there be dust all over the cloak?
I don't know, but it was, and it was mortifying because she was cutting my hair and there was just dandruff falling all over me. I never got head and shoulders so quickly in my life. Go on anyway, carry on.
Her, oh no, I'm just on the bag. Right.
Or no, I'm just doing a few lines and it's dripping onto her shoulder.
Right. I was walking down a path in an industrial estate wearing tights, which were falling down a bit. So I bent to hoosh them up. Now loving hoosh.
Hoosh!
While walking, and the loudest bang you ever heard rattled throughout the industrial estate. I walked straight into a lamppost. All the builders were staring at me, mortified, the feckin' pain of it too.
Who hasn't walked into a lamppost though?
Yeah, everyone walks into lampposts.
And you're always on your phone.
When I was in sixth year, I was dying sick with a bad case of tonsillitis the day before my pre's.
Nothing worse.
Of course, my mum being my mum, eyes could have been bleeding out of my head, said, go to school and see how you feel.
Really? My mum would have let me stay.
Well, I suppose they were the pre's, you'd want like a...
My mum wouldn't care.
Your estimate of how you're going to do. So I sat English paper one before going down to the local doctor. I got progressively worse in the week, and even... after the doctor's visit, antibiotics didn't seem to be working. When I woke up soaking in sweat a week later, a man pulled me out of the bed in my PJs and threw a jacket on me to go back down to the doctor's. The receptionist asked me to do a urine sample while waiting, so I popped my hand with the sample into my jacket pocket as to not show off my stunning weed to the rest of the waiting room. The doctor eventually called my name and asked if I was okay that a UCC student doctor on placement sit in and observe. Cue the most ridey fella ever walking into the room. As he thanked me for the opportunity, he put out his right hand to introduce me and I had to remove my wee sample from my coat pocket to swap the glowing wee to my left hand to return the pleasantries. I saw his face grimace and sweaty me died to death.
Oh!
Girlie.
She knows how to tell a story.
She's told the story before.
But also, pee is pink. It's grand.
Yeah, we should be getting embarrassed.
If he's a trainee doctor and his face dropped, I'm like, girl, you're going to see much more worse than that as a doctor.
They're going to be getting their dicks out every day of the week.
Also, girlie, for all you knew, he could have had a piss fetish and you'd have a few sippy sippies backstage. You know what I mean?
Well, I'd imagine he'd be struck off, wouldn't he, before he even started.
If you took a little shot of it, no one would notice, I'd say. You can drink your own pee, you know.
Once when I was 13, my older brother, called Leo, had his new friends over to the house. They were in the kitchen and I was gearing myself up to go and introduce myself. I thought to myself, I'll go down and say, hi, I'm Leo's sister. When I walked in, one of the lads walked up to me and I said, hi, I'm Leo. I was mortal.
It's when it's something small.
Smalling, yeah.
The small things are the most embarrassing. Like, that would literally be enough to make me want to cry. Like, it's like when you're in school and you call the teacher a ma'am.
And you call the teacher a ma'am. I don't think I ever did it.
No, I remember calling Miss McCarthy ma'am. And everyone was like, oh, you call Miss McCarthy ma'am, like.
The thing, it'd be fine only for the fact that you're in a school of boys.
Yeah, but you were good in school at, like, that quick wit, you know, whereas I would have just cried.
Was getting my makeup done and the makeup artist said, now open, talking about my talking about my eyes, but I opened my mouth. So I was just sitting there with my eyes closed and my mouth open for what felt like 10 minutes. Until she eventually said, oh, sorry, I mean your eyes.
Oh, then you'd have to find a new makeup person.
Now,
to go
I love the idea of having the makeup done and going,
now open, you got...
I was working here with a personal trainer and I was on meal plans, etc. You know the drill. One day he was talking about progress and progress pics, etc. Girl, don't we know it?
I know, Jesus.
He was like, okay, so if you want to take progress pics, it's a great way to see your journey. Me thinking he meant put them on my file so we could track them together. I was taking full-on pics in my thongs and uploading them to our joint Excel sheet. Now, why you were doing them in a thong? Now, off with you.
Living.
Uploading them to our joint Excel sheet, only for him to be like, oh, sorry, I just meant to take them for yourself. Mortification.
But also, he should see them as well.
He should see them. I was sending my progress pics once upon a time to my
I always
PT.
Send my progress pics to my PT.
Now, why? I've no idea, because...
Nothing was happening.
And also, sure, anytime I'd like a big weekend or whatever, if I was pure, like, I would just be sucking in. You know what I mean? Me like this.
Yeah, they're always like, fully relaxed now, and I always do this, right? I always take a fully relaxed one, right? And then I go, not a hope. And then I tense.
If my PT knew the amount of shots it took for me to take my podcast pic, he'd probably drop me as a client.
And it's all lighting, it's all angles.
And it's all lighting.
Yeah.
I did a trust fall into a random couple thinking it was my friend. Well, why would you be doing a trust fall into...
And what happened? How did that even come about?
That's what I'm saying. Would you, what, you just had a bar and you went, ooh. Oh, also, like, you could be lovely if, you know, there's a one friend in the group like that and be like, oh, trust fall.
Do you know what? That when there's one friend in a group who thinks they're funny and people, like, enable them by laughing at them, but everyone knows they're not.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Why do we enable
like,
them?
Don't people be like, oh, that's... Do you ever go into, like, a group of girls and they go... Oh, that's Sarah. She's the mad one. And then Sarah's
doing... going around with the frozen chips on her head.
Yeah, Sarah's doing stuff like putting a bottle of Miller on her head. And everyone's like, oh, that's classic Sarah. And I'm like, what?
Being, can't take her anywhere.
Being not funny. Or like she takes like the lad's hat and she's like, I'm not giving it back to you. And I'm like, no, that's just mean, Sarah. You're not being funny.
Sarah, give it back. The boy has alopecia. Give it back.
Literally.
You know what I mean? I'm a pioneer, me too girly, well I was. And a few years ago on my halls, my youngest son wanted to know why I didn't... drink the fancy cocktails like everyone else. So Upton told him about being a pioneer and what it means. On our last night, the waiter in the resort brought down two cocktails on the house for us. My son pipes up, oh, my mum can't drink them. She's an alcoholic. Well, the looks from everyone around us mortified.
When I was a restaurant manager and talking to a lady at the till and being the loudmouth gay that I am, I was like, oh my god, baby, you and the girls look amazing, loving the nails and the outfits. Oh, what a serve. Where you four off to? They were going to a funeral for their dad. And they were just grabbing food beforehand. I wanted to die, pardon the pun. So, of course, I had to give them all their meals for free while going bright red and dying inside.
Sorry, but I stop love saying the
dying.
Gays.
Stop saying dying.
I love the gays.
I love...
Wiping them up on the way to the funeral.
But also, I'm presuming they're all in black, right?
Yeah.
And if your friend group is dressed all in black, of course you're serving.
That's the thing. And I'd say, you know what? They probably were living for you, like, telling them they all look like glamour.
And it's probably, it would probably be a nice anecdote to, like, laugh about when you want to, like, cry.
Also, my ego doesn't stop for grief.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me I'm stunning, I'm still going to be slipping.
We talked about this before. You still want to look pretty at the funeral.
You still need to look pretty.
Not too pretty, though.
Not too pretty. No, you need to have...
Because then people will be like, look at her.
Look at her, she's thriving.
Yeah. You want to mess the hair a bit.
I was on a J1 and bumped into this guy who was in my college who was visiting. He was really hot and well known. I thought I was going to say well hung. Oh, it's because I read the next word. We were all hanging out in the porch and we started having a sing-song.
What episode of Glee is this?
Gradually, everyone started filtering off and it was just me and your man left. I knew it was my time to shine. I proceeded to sing When You're Good to Mama from the musical Chicago.
Just him. This is a lie. So it was just two.
No, years. She was on the Four Local.
What?
When you're good to mama, mama is good to you.
Wait, no, that's harsh.
I sang it from start to finish. What's wrong with her? All the while maintaining eye contact.
You're unhinged.
It should be mentioned I was very drunk at the time.
Okay, obviously.
After I finished singing, he got up and I think he might have ran away, mortal. Well, you couldn't have been too mortified if you sang the whole thing. Some people are saying they're mortified, but they're like, am I? Okay, this is a big one, so I'm just hoping it's good.
Okay.
If I read this whole thing and it's not good, we're never doing a submissions episode ever again.
Ever again.
You can't be trusted. Apologies in advance, as I'm incapable of making a long story short. Now,
sure, well, don't be noise.
Should we drop it there now?
No, come on, I'm invested.
So, myself and my sissy bags. Now, is that a slur?
Is this your is it a gay best friend or is it your sister?
We bagged one of the €20 Ryanair flights to Milan a few years ago for a scream at some Italian boys.
Glamour.
Anyways, we want to send a picky to our mam doing something cultural to prove we weren't only on the wine and pasta for the weekend. So we booked a tour of the stunning Milan Cathedral. Stunning.
Stunning.
Now, the night before, I had done the dog and the Prosecco, so I wasn't feeling too well the next day.
Yeah.
But we are forward-thinking girlies, so we booked an afternoon tour instead of a morning one. As we made our way into the centre towards the cathedral, we stopped in a sweet shop to retrieve hangover cures. My go-to would be a bag of onion ring crisps. Brilliant.
Yeah, good
agreed.
One.
You know, the Thai ones.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Along with a bag of crisps, I pick up a little jar of Nutella and other sweets to bring home to my nieces and nephews. We make our way to the queue for the tour when we see members of the Italian army doing the security for the cathedral, searching everyone's bags, giving the pat down, etc. Now, I had no objections to this, pat-down from a sexy Italian army man.
Oh, but, babe, I'm bringing a knife. But, I'm bringing a knife and I'm putting it in my underwear.
So that he stops. But as he starts to search my bag, he starts pulling everything out. This lad starts roasting me, laughing at my bag of onion rings. And all the sweeties. How many sweets did she have?
But well, that's giving kind of misogyny here now.
I was giving misogyny because he laughed at the onion rings.
Is it a flirty laugh or is it a mocking laugh? There's a very distinction. Go on, continue.
He was showing all the sweets to all the other sexy army lads. But then he gets pure serious because the jars of Nutella are glass and are deemed as a weapon. I'm honestly too hungover at this stage and I'm like, oh, that's grand. I'll leave them outside. I don't need them. Now, he's adamant that I'm not to enter the cathedral. Now, this
what?
Is kinda, this is a bit severe.
Shut up.
My fucking sister has already gone in ahead of me. So he pulls the handcuffs out of his pocket, kinky now that I think back of it. So I'm absolutely mortified, red in the face, and all the yangs in the queue are laughing at me, and the French girlies are giving me the death stares. I literally wanted to pass away, and then he laughs at me and says, oh, I'm only joking. I'll let you in, but I'll keep the sweets. Fucker robbed all me sweets. I will never recover.
Babe, he was mad for ya.
I'd say he was just mad to ride him, wasn't
he? Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I love... Why is it that all the Gardaí and all the other countries are pure sexy?
Pure sexy, but as well, I've seen a few sexy Gards bopping around.
Sexy Irish Gardaí?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. Anyway, girlies, we have loads more stories, so I think we're going to do a part two.
I think a part two, right?
But you never know with us, you know, during the week. You could change your mind.
Oh, no, we'll get a turnout during the week.
Yeah, but we'll see.
I'll be listening back now to this when I'm editing it, and I'll go, no, we're not doing a part two.
No, I think we can, because I feel like the amount of Irish people who get embarrassed, there's content.
That's the thing, and what we're going to do is... we're going to absolve you from your mortification.
Okay.
That's what we're going
to
do.
Well, the next time we'll give you some advice on how not to be mortified.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Write that down because I forget that.
Write it down. Write it
girls,
down.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Love you to bits, girlies.
Sending you love from Blarney Street in Cork. I should stop saying where I live, right?
No.
But you know what I do? I'm from Blarney Street in Cork, right? And it's the longest street in Ireland.
We say that once every 5 episodes.
But it's so helpful when you're doing team building exercises. When they go, give us an interesting fact about yourself, I always go, hi, I'm from the longest street in Ireland. And then they go, what?
I just said I'm not embarrassed or I don't get mortified easily. Stop doing those stupid icebreakers with new groups of people and saying, oh, give us a fun fact about yourself. There's no fun facts about myself. I wouldn't be here applying for this job if
and
I had
also,
a fun fact.
I can't narrow them down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I always just go for the teeth. I just say about like the
I
last
just
my
go
teeth
listen to
times.
The pod. There's my episode.
There's numerous.
On. There's numerous episodes.
87, is it?
87. You can get a few fun facts from that.
Anyway, girlies, have a good week.
We love you. And if you're puce this week, take solace in the fact that probably the majority of Ireland is.
Yeah. Also, a lot more embarrassing stories. Some of the more not safe for work ones end up on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Definitely. Even I think back to that first episode, which is called Three Thongs and a Bong. Right.
Oh yeah.
A lot of embarrassment there.
Yeah,
there don't tell mam. So yeah. Take a look at the Patreon, girlies.
Anyway, girlies, love you. Bye.
Love you to bits. Take bye. Care. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.